Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at JamesAllen.com, promo code PODCAST.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody locked in and listening all over North America. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is holding it down for us in New York City. And I hope you are well. I hope you are safe wherever you might be. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 Pacific. And we appreciate you for tuning in. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can go to CBSSportsRadio.com. You got SiriusXM? It's channel 158. You got a smart speaker? Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be rolling here with you for one more hour. Yeah, I told you. I start 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. So one more hour is it, okay? It's been an eventful day. It's been a busy day. It's been a sad day. It's been a disappointing day. Unfortunately, as we've learned here in this country, we move on. That's not the best of things, but that is where we currently stand. I'm sure by now you heard about the deadly shooting after the Chiefs' Super Bowl parade and rally. We have one fatality. There are 20-plus individuals who have been injured, including multiple children who have suffered gunshot wounds. Very difficult thing to say. Very difficult thing to comprehend. Every time and every instance that one of these tragedies take place. Much love to everybody out in Kansas City, as we are still awaiting more details, which I'm sure will follow, not just over the next hours and days, but weeks ahead. As of last check via press conference, there are three suspects who are in custody. We don't know details as of now. Much love to everybody out in Kansas City. Despite the tragedy, these are the worst shows to do, where you have to continue on. Never with a tragedy. Not how you want to open, end, or discuss. But unfortunately, thus is life. We have talked about the Kansas City Chiefs and them on the football field and their dynasty. I did deliver to you right before the break a top six list, taking a look at some of the biggest and best dynasties in the world of sports. If you missed the list, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And you could also listen to some of the cool audio. We'll share a clip for you momentarily. Thank you also, oh so much, to Doug Whaley, former Bills general manager, current executive with the startup UFL, for joining us, giving us his perspective on the Super Bowl, what may take place in the offseason. We talked quarterbacks, everything from the Pittsburgh Steelers to the Chargers and what they might look like with Justin Herbert now working with Jim Harbaugh. So we've had a lot to discuss and talk about. And as we continue on here with the show, I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I mentioned Adam Silver with a little bit of news about the NBA and its future, or I should say future expansion. Shaquille O'Neal, we mentioned it last night. He did have his jersey retired yesterday, last night in Orlando. And just a lot going on. Right before we went to break, I did share with you my top six. And I wanted to look at, just on an individual basis, you know, some of the best teams and the best leagues. Everybody can't fit into six. At number six, I gave you UCLA, the basketball Bruins. At number five, I gave you the Islanders. At number four, I gave you the Jeter Yankees. At number three, I gave you the Canadiens. At number two, I gave you the Chicago Bulls. And at number one, for what they did over the course of 20 years, I gave you the New England Patriots. And a matter of fact, I want you to take a listen to what Tom Brady had to say about that dynasty. And he put something to rest. There's always so much arguing about Belichick or Brady, or Belichick sucks without Brady, and he didn't do this. Well, how about the guy who actually participated? Listen to what he had to say.
I think for me, there's nobody I'd rather be associated with. I think it's always such a stupid conversation to say Brady versus Belichick, because in my mind, that's not what partnerships are about. Coach couldn't play quarterback and I couldn't coach. The best part about football is, and coach says it a lot, do your job. And he asked me to play quarterback. He didn't ask me to coach. And, you know, I didn't want him playing quarterback. I just wanted him to coach. I'd seen him throw, so he definitely wasn't playing quarterback.
Hardy har har. Nice joke there at the end. By Tom Brady, following tons and tons of honesty. And we've heard this as well from Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick has said, my success is due to the players. It is a partnership. And for whatever reason, everybody internally understands that. But when it comes to, I guess, creating content on television or the radio or TV, there must be a conversation. There must be a debate. There must be an argument as to who was the ultimate contributor. Was it Brady or Belichick? Well, how about the people who play? Most of them, the ones that were involved, think the conversation is stupid. And I don't think it's so much about political statements. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some of your calls. We've already had some great callers bringing up the Oilers and the Packers and what have you. And yeah, there's some other teams that I didn't leave off. And I can explain why. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Cisco from Hawaii. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, brother. I appreciate the opportunity. I've listened to your comments offline. I just got to believe that Bill Russell's Boston Celtics got to be in that top six. So, again, thank you for the opportunity. I'll listen to you offline.
Most definitely. And thank you, Cisco, for calling from Hawaii. But damn it, I'd love to be in Hawaii right now. What the hell am I doing here in Atlanta? Well, I love it here in Atlanta. Well, 60 degrees today. I'll take it in February. Please go ahead and sign me up. Why don't I have the Celtics here on the list? Why don't I have the Celtics? It's simple. And we talked about Bill Russell extensively last week in last week's top six list. I can look at the Celtics and say, oh, man, y'all got nine titles. Y'all were whooping ass in the 60s, up and down. NBA is different. The media is different. The Chicago Bulls had to go out there and play more teams. And so we can look at the accomplishments. I just think the league was different. And I think the pressure and the scrutiny that was on the Chicago Bulls was on a different level. Michael Jordan was a global presence and a global phenomenon, period. This is one of the most famous human beings. And yeah, he's still famous. But in the 90s, he was one of the most famous humans on earth. And granted, is there the scrutiny of a camera phone or X or Twitter or Facebook or whatever the hell you want to call any of it? No. But he was just simply everywhere. The team was everywhere. And I think for what they had to do with the amount of teams, the amount of competition, I gave Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls the edge. I mean, to think about what that team did and how they even got along or not got along, I think is rather interesting. I know we've all seen the documentary just on that last three-peat, but even the first, getting the hell beat out of him and then bouncing back. A matter of fact, let's take a listen from this clip of Dennis Rodman. Graham Bessinger is asking him the question about his relationship with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. And to the surprise of no one, Dennis Rodman lives in his own world.
Your then teammate, while you were with the Bulls, Scottie Pippen, was quoted as saying, "I have not had a conversation with Dennis. I've never had a conversation with Dennis in my life, so I don't think it's anything new." Why not speak to your teammates then?
Well, I didn't think it was important. I thought it was important for me to go there and win. Me and Scotty and Michael never had a conversation in 3 years in Chicago. Only time we had a conversation is on the court. That was it. And nobody believes that. I said, well, I'm pretty sure I had a conversation with probably Jeb Butler, Randy Brown, Steve Kerr, you know, Luke Longley, other players. But me, Mike, and Scotty, we never had conversations at all off the court.
Yeah, well, I guess they – well, isn't that how a lot of people work, right? Like, you talk at work. Not everybody talks to people outside of the job, right, I guess? Well, not everybody travels with your coworkers everywhere, sitting on a plane, sitting on a bus, sitting in a locker room. So in that regard, it's vastly different, which is just, I would say Dennis Rodman is exaggerating a little bit. I don't take Dennis Rodman as being a liar. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Harlan is here from Hawaii as well. Got a lot of folks from Hawaii. Harlan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? First of all, two things. One, I want to say I would never have thought about hockey, but you educated me because I only watch hockey when it's the playoffs, like baseball, only when it's the playoffs. The season's too long.
Oh, well, damn, you're missing out. But I'll tell you this. I also enjoy hockey for the most part when it gets to the playoffs, but baseball,
I love the playoffs.
Yeah, but I'm watching baseball all year long. Harlan, maybe you need to bring a team to Hawaii.
I tried, but I can't. But the other thing is, I thought about the Boston Celtics, but I remember, you may remember this, you may be old enough to remember this. I'm going to be 60, so I don't know if you remember, but
I am not 60.
The Celtics back in those days, the five people they were practicing was better than some of the teams they were playing. They had, with Bill Russell and Red, all he sat on the side and did was just smoke that cigar. He didn't have to coach them guys. I agree with you. I would put the Bulls before Boston. Boston was a dynasty because of the players they had.
Well, I don't want to get into – well, we can look at Havlicek and go down the list. I wasn't alive for it, but I'm very well educated on it. I'll put it to you this way. It's difficult for me to look at errors. Were the Celtics a dynasty? Without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt, yes. But if I have to make a comparison between them and the Chicago Bulls, it's plain as day. There was more competition, more scrutiny, and I would say more pressure in the 90s versus what the Celtics had to deal with in the 60s. It's just really that simple.
Well, you had Boston players that actually came out and said their practices were harder than their games. So, anyway, but what I called about was my Cowboys. I wouldn't have had them in the top six either, but I want to know where you had them at that 90s, the three out of the 4 years.
Harlan, I ain't go past six, man. How long you think I sat down and made a list?
Oh, you didn't go past six.
No, I didn't. Everybody else is everybody else can be an honorable mention, Harlan. Come on, man. You think I made a 25 and said, hey, I'm gonna have another 20-ish, you know, just in case. Nah, there's no doubt the Dallas Cowboys were a dynasty. We look at that team in the 90s, and I know that Mr. Jerry Jones is wishing for those glory years. He may not get them if he don't get out the way. It's tough. And thank you, Harlan, for calling from Hawaii. Yo, Emmitt Smith, no problem, man. Emmitt Smith killed them last week. He killed them. He's like, man, I'm done with the Dallas Cowboys. I don't Mike McCarthy. The only reason why he's the GM is the only reason why he's still the coach is because I'm not the GM. Woo. Emmitt Smith came through with the blowtorch. I'm not mad at him. 855-212-4CBS. Paul is here from Memphis. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Just one thing before I start. I just want to give a big hug out to the people of Kansas City and big prayers to all the victims. I wanted to follow up with our taxi driver friend, Alan from Toronto, and his love of the Oilers. One of the really cool things about growing up during that time of the Islanders' run was we had won three straight, and suddenly there was these upstarts from Edmonton with the Gretzky and Messier and all this stuff. And they were supposed to win that year in 1983. That was my senior year in high school. I was in East Meadow, which is right next door to Uniondale where the National Coliseum was.
Nice.
So I happened to get into game four, and we swept the kids. They learned so much about how to be winners because of that fourth cup. And you are 100% right that that is the dynasty, because doing four in a row in one of the major four sports here in North America, I'm not sure if we're ever going to see that again. It was just this wonderful magic carpet ride. I'm glad that we beat the pants off the Oilers, but they did learn from us, but they were never that cut.
And then they went on and they started winning. They went two and blanked and then two, and then they picked up another one. But I don't know. It's something unique about picking up four in a row. That's all I heard about growing up in New York. And it's like, who does four in a row? I don't know. You tell me.
JR, I'll have to say is big love for just mentioning my New York Islanders, because since 1983, we've not been that good.
yeah, Paul, that's the other thing. They have fallen into the abyss. But at least over the past couple of years, they've shown some signs of life here and there. But
here and there.
We know at the end of the day, it's a Rangers town, and then they started off hot, and then they kind of fell off. So we still got some more time.
Well, let's see what Patrick Waugh does. Maybe there's a little bit of magic in there. Just one last thing, JR, and it's a little off topic, but I know that you've been focused in mostly like North American sports, but when you talk about dynasties, I lived in New Zealand for a number of years.
The All Blacks?
The rugby All Blacks.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. You didn't think I knew about them, Paul, did you?
I'm very surprised, but I love it.
Oh, no, Paul, I've been all over the world, brother. I know about the All Blacks. I do.
Still to this day, but I'm actually of Irish heritage, so you can imagine my predicament when you have the number one team called Ireland playing the New Zealand All Blacks in things like the World Cup.
Right.
And I just have to turn off the TV.
Yeah, listen, Paul, I got to educate some of the folks listening. The All Blacks don't have nothing to do with me or black people, by the way. So just FYI, Google is readily available if you want to know what an All Black is. It's not me. Hey, Paul, thank you so much. You call me
thank
up
you,
anytime,
JR.
Paul, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you, JR.
Thank you. Shout outs to Paul for calling from Memphis. Paul grew up in New York. Hey, and by the way, you can listen to me in New York. I broadcast most Saturday afternoons. You can listen to me up in New York City. I do a special show up in New York a Saturday afternoons just to reminisce and yell at all of the spoiled Yankee fans. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Hickey, you know what? Let's take a break. And then I want to know about a maybe you got a dynasty that we didn't mention. You got one up your sleeve?
Oh, I do. I do.
All right. Let's hear from Ryan on the other side of the break. Let's hear from Travis Kelce about what the hell that deal was, him bumping his head coach, Andy Reid. That could have been a dynasty stopper right there. We'll hear from Adam Silver about the NBA and expansion. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about dynasties, some of the biggest, best dynasties that we've ever witnessed in the world of sports. And we know the Kansas City Chiefs, they've joined that conversation. They are a dynasty, winning three Super Bowls in 5 years. Am I going to put them on my top six list? No. I don't know. Hit me back in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I don't expect to hear me right here, but maybe they'll be on the list if I have one. Now, having said that, things could have gone completely in the opposite direction this past Sunday, especially that bump, right? If the Kansas City Chiefs lost the game, that bump that we saw Travis Kelce give Andy Reid, I think everybody be singing a different tune. You know, after the game, everybody ha-ha-ha'd it, he'd it, laughed it off. It's just, oh, well, it's just guys being competitive. Travis Kelce is a competitor, and it's a bad look. It was a bad look. I don't give a damn what anybody says. And bump a 66-year-old dude out the damn way? It doesn't matter if he was caught off balance. It was overkill. They won the game. It's water under the bridge. You know, we could look at a lot of other players. If they did the same thing, they would be eviscerated. But they're not. They're not Travis Kelce, and they won the game. Now, Travis Kelce, before going to the parade today and singing and getting drunk before the terrible tragedy, Travis Kelce spoke on his New Heights podcast with his brother, Jason. And they had a conversation about this. And Jason pretty much said, yeah, man, you were doing too much. Listen to this conversation between the two brothers.
You crossed the line. I think we can both agree on that.
I can't get that fired up to the point where I'm bumping coach and it's getting him off balance and stuff.
I mean, let's be honest. The yelling in his face, too, is over the top. I think there's better ways to handle this.
I love Coach Reed. Coach Reed knows how much I love to play for him. I'm not playing for anybody else but Big Red. If he calls it quits this year, I'm out there with him, man.
He ain't calling it quits. Come on now.
He's not. I immediately wish I would have took it back. Coach Reed actually came right up to me after that, and he just let him know, hey, man, I love your passion. I got cameras on me all over the place, man.
He's letting you know not to be like that.
Just fired me up even more to go out there and get a f***ing victory for him, man. Big Red, sorry if I caught you with that cheap shot, baby. But damn, I love winning with you.
You got to have your head on a swivel, because next time he gets fired up at you, he's coming hot at you. You know that.
Oh, yeah, I deserve it. If he would have cold cocked me in the face right there, I would have just ate it and just been like, yeah, let's f***ing go.
I'm not trying to make this situation acceptable, but this is what happens when you have highly motivated, passionate individuals. This doesn't happen if you and Andy aren't as close as you are. That's what nobody knows. The reason this happens is because you two love each other so much and respect each other so much that you feel open enough to have an interaction like this.
It wasn't me mad at Coach Reed as it looks. It was the frustration of our team not having success, turning the ball over, and me being
on the sideline.
Damn it.
Yeah, we get your frustration. At least he admits that he was wrong. You know, I'm not one of these folks, oh, he needs to publicly apologize. If Andy Reid is cool with it, that's their business. And at least he recognizes that it's just not a good look. Speaking of a not a good look, Hickey, what the hell? Did something happen with the Pistons? Like, we got these loser young Pistons. They're punching people in the face? What the hell happened?
Yeah, so I guess there's a big-time feud now between the Pistons and the Suns before tonight's game. Like, I guess during shoot-around or warm-ups, Drew Eubanks of the Suns was walking back to his locker room, and Isaiah Stewart met him in the tunnel. They allegedly, according to Shams and others, exchanged words, were chest-to-chest, and Isaiah Stewart threw what is being called a sucker punch to the face of Eubanks, and Stewart will not play tonight.
what a shock, right?
Yeah, I floored to hear that one.
Isn't Isaiah Stewart the dude that got that elbow from LeBron and then he kind of went postal, like he was going to go destroy LeBron James?
Who went through, what was it, like five different players and team personnel?
Yeah, they gave it one of those WWE you know, commentaries on top of it. Like, oh, by God, he can't control him. And if I remember, yeah, I do remember this. Russell Westbrook even threw up his hands like he was going to go out there and fight, I guess, defend LeBron James. So, Isaiah Stewart, if you're going to be sucker punching people in the face, and not to say that in the game would have been better, but it sounds worse. Like, he can get hit with an assault charge. Do I think Drew Eubanks is going to wake up and go, hey, man, let me call the police? Probably not. I think when you think about the union and the NBA, I don't know if we're going to see charges brought. But if you just can't go around sucker punching people. But I guess we can't be surprised if he tried to go after LeBron James. You try to go after the king, you best not miss. And he might be out of the league if he keeps up with this behavior. I do want to, well, there's a couple of things. On the other side of the break, I want to talk to you about some LeBron rumors that started to percolate today. Also, we got this day in sports on the other side, and then we'll talk about Shaquille O'Neal. We'll actually hear some words from Shaq as it relates to his jersey retirement last night down in Orlando. But before we move off of the comments made by Travis Kelce and acknowledging what he did was wrong, speaking of coaches, you know, he made that comment that, hey, if Andy Reid left, I'd be gone too. I don't want to play for anybody else. Rob Gronkowski, yeah, everybody's favorite Tide Pod-eating, football-spiking television analyst. I guess that's what we can call him today. Future Hall of Famer. I don't know what that speech is going to sound like. Rob Gronkowski was walking down the street, talking with TMZ Sports, and he had some thoughts on Bill Belichick. Listen.
Belichick, where do you want him to go?
You know, I think it's great he's going to take a year off. He needs it. He deserves it. And I think he's going to come back next year with some vengeance.
You like the Falcons?
No, they already passed on him. He's not going to go to the Falcons.
Who do you
back as a wide receiver because you're skinny now.
Yeah.
And Belichick
and I'm going to play for him. I'm going to be a wide receiver. I don't know who he's going to coach for, but I'm going to play wide out.
Okay, Rob Gronkowski is going to come back and help Bill Belichick return to prominence next year. I have the Patriots number one on my top six list when it comes down to sports dynasties all time. Hey, Hickey, you said you had a thought there. Who comes to mind for you?
The Alabama Crimson Tide, really the Nick Saban dynasty, if you want to call it that. I mean, you look at the last 15 years, the guy won six national titles and made nine championship game appearances. I mean, that's unbelievable. In a 15-year stretch, he was in the national championship game more often than not. That is something where I don't think we'll see it again.
Well, I hear that. Now that Nick Saban is, you know, called it quits. Yeah, I don't think we will. I certainly thought about Alabama. I said, let me go ahead and put the streak on here in UCLA. Hey, I know we got Marco Belletti. I know Marco is a Yankees fan. Am I wrong to say that's your favorite dynasty? Would I be accurate?
For personal reasons, yes, because it's the only one that I've witnessed for any of my teams. So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Is there any other dynasty that you would say or are you fond to be impressive?
There's a bunch of them. I mean, with just the NFL, you look at the 49ers in the 80s and the Cowboys in the 90s that come to mind. Again, things that I actually personally witnessed. And then the one that stands out for me is Jordan's Bulls, just because it felt inevitable a lot of those years. Six titles in 8 years, and it was only basically the 1 year that Jordan wasn't there, and then he was, you want to quote, rusty. I think the Magic were just better in 95, but whatever. Still, 6 and 8 years, and a lot of it felt inevitable. That was, to me, probably the best that I saw.
It was pretty hilarious. We played the clip. A matter of fact, let's take a listen again. This was Dennis Rodman. Graham Bessinger was asking him about those latter 3 years, and Dennis Rodman was just like, well, we ain't never spoke. Let's take a listen to this.
Your then teammate, while you were with the Bulls, Scottie Pippen, was quoted as saying, I have not had a conversation with Dennis. I've never had a conversation with Dennis in my life, so I don't think it's anything new. Why not speak to your teammates then?
Well, I didn't think it was important. I thought it was important for me to go there and win. Me and Scottie and Michael never had a conversation in 3 years in Chicago. Only time we had a conversation is on the court. But that was it. And nobody believes that. I said, well, only people I had a conversation with probably Jeb Butler, Randy Brown, Steve Kerr, you know, Luke Longley, other players. But me, Mike, and Scottie, we never had conversations at all off the court.
So, Marco, Hickey and I have decided that tomorrow, maybe for the rest of the week, we're going to do the show and not communicate at all. Not before the show, not during the show, not after. We're just gonna turn the mics on and do whatever.
You know what? I got to be fair. Normally, I would call BS on a lot of this stuff because I always feel like, guys, when you get like 5, 10, 15, 20 years away, all of a sudden, things are totally different than they were when you actually did it. But I believe that. I don't think Jordan had any interest in talking to Dennis Rodman. I don't think Scottie Pippen had any interest in it. I don't think Rodman had any interest in talking to them. I think that Jordan knew he could use him to win. That was good enough. But I don't need to deal with this lunatic. So that doesn't surprise me in the least that they didn't actually talk off the court. You said on the court, then I'm going to call BS. Off the court? Yeah, I think that was a necessary evil because they didn't care. As long as he was there on the floor to help them out. And they knew they didn't have to worry about what sets. Run, you know,
rebound.
I mean, rebound and set a screen. I mean, really, there wasn't a whole lot for Dennis to do. They weren't worried about, you know, where he's going to be on the offensive end. Set a screen and go get a rebound. So they weren't worried about what he knew and what he didn't know. Every play that they called, it didn't matter if he knew what the hell it was anyway.
You mean they didn't sit around and, you know, talk about photography or politics? No.
Can you imagine even the conversation for, I mean, Jordan, it seems like he was one track mind anyway. What the hell is he talking to Dennis Rodman about in 1997? I mean, like, really, does he really want to know about him tag teaming with Diamond Dallas Page? Does Jordan really care about this stuff? I find it difficult to believe.
I was going to say marital advice. I don't know. I have no idea. What is, if Dennis Rodman was here with us right now, I'd ask him, what should I ask him?
You know, you're better at that than I am. I don't know, even know if I'd want to know the answers.
Where are we going?
For this stuff.
Where are we going tonight and will I live?
Yeah, right? I think the back end is, he doesn't even know the answer to that.
Yeah, it's a good point. Thank God he's still here. It's wild stuff. Dennis Rodman has certainly lived a life. Not a shock that he did not communicate with Michael Jordan or Scottie Pippen. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. On the other side, we're going to wrap things up with something that occurred this day in sports. Also allow you to hear from Shaquille O'Neal from his jersey retirement last night. And I mentioned Adam Silver. He had some news to share regarding the NBA. We'll do that before we roll out.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's been a day. Well, my time, I got one more segment here. We're going to get to something that took place this day in sports. Just please be patient on that one. I do want to mention some of the things going on in the basketball world. Early this morning, news kind of popped off a little bit that last week, the NBA trade deadline, LeBron James, that the Golden State Warriors inquired about bringing him in. And that LeBron James and the Lakers pretty much just said, nah, no thank you. And that would have been a hell of a change. Draymond Green, LeBron James, Steph Curry. I would imagine Klay Thompson would have had that gone. But it didn't happen. I don't think it'll happen in the offseason. But who's to say? Crazier things have taken place. We do know that Draymond Green and LeBron James, despite their past or prior history in a postseason, they're pretty close. They were at the Super Bowl together. A matter of fact, let's take a listen. Brian Windhorst, ESPN, it's not too long ago, he said that LeBron and Steph, they want to play together for Team USA at the Olympics. Listen.
Well, what if I told you guys, had the sources on this, that LeBron and Steph have actually been thinking about playing together for months and that they actually want to play together for Steve Kerr and that is something that they want to see happen where they can win something that would be meaningful and would engage basketball fans around the world. And that is with Team USA this summer with the at the Paris Olympics. That is the time that they are going to play together.
Okay, way to take the wind out of everybody's sails. It would be interesting to see these two combined. We know for the most part they were adversaries. It's like, hey, Golden State Warriors versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't know. Is this something that could happen? I think it'd be cool if it did. Watching these two dudes combine, but they have been competitors, and I don't know if it takes some of the juice out of what they've accomplished if they went and each got five on their own. I think it does take it away. I'd love to see it as a fan, but I don't know if they would like to do so for their own individual legacies. Kevin Durant, he wouldn't care. I think we've seen that already. And, you know, it was only a couple of weeks ago that LeBron James, when asked about what changes he wants to see made to the roster, he just kind of like, that ain't my business.
It's not a question for me. I love what we have in the locker room, and that's all I worry about. Listen, I can't stand your ass. I don't get caught up in that. We're going to go out and prepare ourselves, every single night, no matter what it is, no matter who's out on the team, no matter what.
Yeah, well, let's see what the Lakers do the rest of the season. I'm still not all that high on their success, and being at the fact LeBron James has to carry them so much. Good luck to them. We do know LeBron James, whenever he does decide to call it quits, he's been very, very clear about wanting to own the expansion franchise in Las Vegas. Well, Adam Silver, he was chatting it up with Pat McAfee earlier today, and Adam Silver spilled the beans on what we already know. Listen.
We've never been anti-Vegas as a league. And furthermore, our summer league now, by virtue of taking up the first 2 weeks of July, has become almost like a franchise in Vegas. And I'm not saying it's quite the equivalent. It's not our 31st team. But it's 2 weeks of basketball at a time of year in Vegas when there's not a lot else going on. I feel like we already have a big presence in Vegas. I think in terms of expansion to Vegas, what we've said for a while now is, we have one more year left on our television deals in the U.S. after this year. And so we want to figure out what our media relationships are going to look like. But then we will turn to expansion. And Vegas is definitely on our list. What's remarkable about Las Vegas, it's not that large a market. Yeah, I mean, small. As the U.S. goes. I mean, I forget. It's like last I looked, I think it was the 44th largest market or something like that.
Wow.
But man, do they punch above their weight.
Yeah. Well, when he talks about television deals, television partner, he's talking about how much money we each individually gonna get, how much money each team is gonna get, so we don't have to worry about diluting the pie. And that's what it boils down to. I mean, if you happen to be an owner in the NBA and you just add another team, you're killing yourself on revenue sharing. You want to make sure that you know how much money is coming in and that you're going to be satisfied with having to share some more cash. And so someone who also says they want to participate in the Vegas team, at least own it, is Shaquille O'Neal. And I don't think Shaq has the money that LeBron James does, but Shaq, as we all know, he ain't broke. And last night, Shaquille O'Neal, we mentioned this, he was honored, had his jersey retired down in Orlando with the Magic, despite only playing 4 years for the squad. But he's synonymous with the Magic in the 90s. If he wasn't on the Magic, man, who knows? They still might be ass today. An exaggeration, but you get my drift. This is Shaq last night via TNT thanking the Magic for putting that jersey, number 32, up in the rafters.
I have many wonderful Magic memories. There's no other place I would have wanted to start my career. Orlando will forever have a special place in my heart. It's because I'm getting it right. It's a real honor to be the first Orlando Magic player to get his jersey retired. Although I would have expected to be number two. Nick Anderson, come up here. Always thought if they were going to do retired jerseys, you should be the first. You're the first superstar here in Orlando. I appreciate you for sacrificing for me. You could have took the shot every time, but you threw it in. So I definitely want to come back here when your jersey gets retired.
Yeah, I mean, Shaquille O'Neal down in the middle. You punch it out to Nick Anderson. Don't ask him to do free throws. And then give it to Dennis Scott. That's it. Unfortunately, Shaquille O'Neal is like, hey, they ain't paying me. I'm leaving. I'm going to Cali. And that was pretty much all that she wrote. Speaking of California, we all know about his greatest teammate. The man's name is Kobe Bryant. And on this day, in sports history, February 14th, 2016, it was Kobe Bryant's final All-Star game in the NBA. It was All-Star game number 18. It took place in Toronto, Canada. Air Canada Center at the time I was there. The West won 196 to 173. Kobe Bryant, not the greatest of games. He really didn't go out there balling out. He had 10 points. He was 4 of 11 from the field, but he did have 6 rebounds. You know what? Let's take a listen to this from Valentine's Day 2016. Kobe Bryant, the NBA had inside access. Listen.
The man of the weekend, the man of this game is Kobe Bryant.
I play in the NBA more than half my life.
Cameras are out. Kobe Bryant's last time here. He's actually going to jump center. Kobe Bryant, 20 years in the NBA, 18 All-Stars.
It's been fun. You know, it's been amazing playing against this younger generation, seeing them grow up after all these years. And I guess it's a wrap. 18 down, man.
Yeah. Everything Kobe is just, I don't know, he's such a reminder of Michael Jordan, because he was close to Michael in regards to style. And yeah, we were removed from Michael, and now we know Kobe isn't here. And I can't pinpoint a player who is active that really drives me in as a, I don't want to say a clone, but a little bit directly following in their footsteps, at least in style, not when it comes to I'm going to go get, you know, 5 and 6 championships. I know there are a lot of comparisons stylistically with Anthony Edwards, and maybe he grows into that. But no, there's nobody like Kobe, and the way he modeled himself after Michael Jordan was just amazing, and how he had his own career, whether it be with Shaq or later on with Pau Gasol. What a day. Valentine's Day, maybe you're going to go get flowers. Maybe you're going to go show some love. Maybe you're on your way to dinner. Maybe you're in the back of an Uber. Maybe you hate Valentine's Day. It doesn't matter. Just know that I love you. Not in a Barney type of way, but I love you. I love you all. I appreciate you. And I'll be back with you tomorrow. When? At 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed the top 6 from tonight, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. As we discuss some of the biggest and best dynasties that we've ever seen in the world of sports. Of course, a terrible tragedy earlier on in the day as the Kansas City Chiefs, they celebrated their victory, their Super Bowl victory, going back-to-back their third in 5 years. But we do know that it was marred by a shooting. Just this terrible news. All the best to the family of that one individual who was lost. Much love to the individuals that were wounded. Just a terrible, terrible situation. Hopefully we as a society, we as a country, we as human beings at some point in time can learn to be a little bit more tolerant. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear to be in our history. Love who you love. Love them hard. Hey, Hickey, thank you so much again for another amazing night.
Of course, JR. Always a pleasure.
No doubt about it. Listen, folks, you can find me everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief all over the place on social media. I look forward to chatting it up with you tomorrow. It will hopefully some much more positive news and a higher tone, a better tone, and just an overall better conversation. Thank you so much. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's time to roll. It's time to boogie. Much love to you. Don't move. Bart Winkler is up next. Thank you, Hickey.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.